Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about some new details for the Cybertruck from the parts catalog, which has been published by Tesla. We've got some updates on Tesla in India, some more details on the autopilot updates that we talked about yesterday, and more, but generally a little bit quieter of a day today than yesterday. Tesla stock, though, an exception to that. Tesla with a really nice day today, up 4.9% to close at $251.05. The NASDAQ today up just 0.2% and underperforming the S&P and the Dow. So a really nice day and outperformance for Tesla in that type of an environment. But in general, automakers seem to do pretty well today. Ford and GM both up 7%. Lucid and Rivian up 14%. Not sure what's going on with Lucid. Rivian today, alongside with AT&T, announced that AT&T has signed a purchase agreement for Rivian commercial vans, as well as some R1 vehicles, interestingly, to begin to add to AT&T's fleet beginning in early 2024. No details on the size of the commitment here, the number of vehicles they'll be integrating, but could have been a factor in Rivian's performance today. Not too surprising to see a contract like this announced. Remember, we'd recently talked about Rivian making the announcement that these would be available for other customers outside of Amazon, which originally was exclusive. As for Tesla stock, we did have an updated note from Adam Jonas today, but it was more of the blog-style update like we have talked about from Jonas before, just giving his thoughts on the autopilot recall, so nothing too major, but technically a reiteration of the overweight rating and $380 price target from Morgan Stanley. One of the more interesting updates for Tesla today was the publishing of the Cybertruck's electronic parts catalog. I'll link directly to this down in the description for those that do want to poke around. It kind of gives us some interesting insight into how the vehicle is put together. For those that are a little bit more engineering inclined, we can see some details on the high voltage system, the steering, the overall construction of the vehicle. But for those that are a little bit less engineering inclined, one of the interesting details that comes from the parts catalog is prices for those parts. Now, not everybody can see the prices. I believe you have to be a repair shop set up with Tesla for this. But fortunately for us, QMX on the Cybertruck Owners Club forum has shared a lot of details on some of the prices that are showing up. Of course, a couple of major items that people are going to be wondering about are the windscreen and that massive windshield wiper. Apparently, the part cost for that windshield wiper blade is $75. So a little bit higher than what you would have for a normal wiper, of course. But given the size of it, I don't think it's too egregious. The windshield wiper arm and blade together would be $165. And then the massive windshield glass, that is listed at $1,900 in the parts catalog. And again, this is just the price for the part, so labor is going to be an additional cost on top of that. But most of the reaction that I have seen so far to these prices in general has been that they are pretty reasonable. Feel free to share your opinions on that in the comments today, but moving through the rest of the prices that were disclosed here, the front steering actuator, $3,300. The side windows are $260 for the front, $225 for the rear, and $200 for that small front quarter triangular piece of glass. The powered frunk, $1,910, the front fascia, $935, front fenders, $550 a piece. And finally, for pricing that is disclosed, we have the all-terrain tires at $470 each. So nice to have some of those new details, and we'll keep an eye out for any other pricing info that comes through. All right, next up, we've got yet another update on the status of electric vehicles in India. We've had quite a few of these updates, but most recently, the reporting was that India was considering significantly lowering tariffs on imported EVs for a certain number of years, which would theoretically help those manufacturers establish a business and then maybe invest domestically in India. So a report from Bloomberg today saying that India's government said it is not currently considering reducing taxes on imported electric vehicles, with the junior minister of commerce and industry saying that, quote, presently there is no proposal either to provide an exemption from local value addition cost or to provide a subsidy on the import duty on electric vehicles in India, end quote. So that statement is a little bit different than both the headline, which says that India is not planning to reduce any of these import taxes, and the opening sentence, which says that they are not currently considering any reduction. This actually says that there is not a current proposal. To me, that definitely doesn't rule out consideration or even a plan to eventually do that in the future. So I think that's important to note. And then just in general on this topic, as we have talked a lot about this, it has gone back and forth a lot. So there does seem to be some posturing, some negotiating happening. And even with some of the previous reports, it's not like those were necessarily official statements. Sometimes those reports were coming from sources familiar with the matter and things like that. So this is presented as a quote unquote blow to Tesla's efforts in India. I'm not really interpreting it that way. Sure, it's not as exciting as an update that says that there is a proposal and we expect the proposal to go forward or something like that, but I also think it's a far stretch from saying that the conversation is completely over. Of course, we'll continue to keep an eye on that. Next, we've got some updates on items we discussed yesterday. First, on the TeslaBot, quick one here. One of Tesla's interns on the TeslaBot team shared a photo of that team on X. It's a nice photo. I think it's just important to recognize how big of an effort, how many people Tesla has working on this. Doesn't mean they're not working on other things too, but as we have talked about with some of the job listings that Tesla has posted for the Tesla bot, this is a serious effort from Tesla with serious talent behind it. I think for most of us, that has been clear for a while now, especially with the rate of progress that we have seen, but as usual, probably not widely appreciated enough. And then the second thing we talked about was the quote-unquote recall from NHTSA regarding Autopilot yesterday. So it looks like Holmars has gotten those release notes. I think this is maybe just started to roll out or is going to be rolling out soon, but it gives us more details on exactly what the changes to Autopilot will be given this adjustment. We'll have to wait and see, of course, in practice, but from the release notes, it doesn't look like it's anything incredibly major. The first point is on autopilot suspension, which is if you get disengaged by the system, not your own disengagement, but the system disengages you for lack of attentiveness. If that happens 5 times, you get suspended from autopilot and you can't use it for the next week. That's exactly the same, I believe, as the FSD beta system is right now. And to me, that seems quite reasonable. In my experience, if you really are paying attention, that's not too hard to avoid. And then Tesla says they've improved the visibility of driver monitoring warning alerts by increasing the text size and moving notifications to a more prominent position on the Model 3 and the Model Y only. All right, fine. I don't think that really changes anything. They added the option to activate autopilot with a single stock press instead of two, which we've already seen them do for FSD. That's optional, so really no way that that's not just a general improvement outside of this. Then they say they've increased strictness of driver attention requirements when using autosteer and approaching traffic lights and stop signs off highway. Sounds fine, but we'd really have to see that to understand how well the implementation is done. And then the last point, just reiterating that suspension policy that we had talked about. So pending that increased strictness part, I don't think there's anything too crazy here. And again, this is the resolution of a 2-year-long investigation from NHTSA that a lot of people viewed as potentially having significant liability towards Tesla and towards Autopilot. That liability not being completely gone, but at least eschewed for now, I think there's good reason to view that as a net positive, at least when we're talking about the business or the stock. All right, moving on to our last item for today, we've got a couple updates on Cruise. Yesterday, it was reported by various media that 9 key leaders at Cruise had been dismissed in the wake, of course, of the San Francisco DMV's suspension of Cruise's operating license and then eventually Cruise's own suspension of their autonomous fleets elsewhere. Then today, it was announced internally and confirmed by CNBC that Cruise is laying off 900 employees, or about 24% of their workforce, which puts their previously about 3,700 person workforce down to now about 2,800. So not too surprising to see this. If anything, maybe surprising that it's not even more people. 2,800 people is still quite a few people. And I wouldn't be too surprised if over the next year, Cruise continues to scale back and reorganize things. I think it's a business that's going to look very different a year from now. That'll wrap it up for today, though. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on X at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, December 15th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.